Father Nathan was fantastic. I always love hearing the testimonials throughout the day, just how St. Gabriel Radio is touching hearts, converting folks to walk closer with the Lord. And those stories are always just edifying, uplifting, and inspiring.
You know, we had Father Thomas Blau celebrate a Mass in our chapel, which was a beautiful gift to our radio team and our volunteers. And then to have all of our priests visit the studio and proclaim the Word of God, which they do every day, but in a different way. And I think they enjoy it. I know we enjoy being around them. And many people had expressed their enthusiasm for the faith. So for me, that celebratory nature of our Spirit Drive is so important. And I'm so glad that we adopted the name Spirit Drive for our fundraiser. Although we are asking for you to step forward with your financial support, it's important even more so that we rally around our Lord Jesus Christ, the Catholic teachings, and try to use those in our hearts and in our homes. And if we do that, there will be a renewal of faith.
Faith, Food, and Fellowship, if you're able to come by and visit us today, 4673 Winterset Drive in Upper Arlington. We're off from Henderson, right at the corner of Winterset and Henderson. Come on, please come in. We have a ton of food, too much food back in the conference room.
We have some cool gifts, too.
Oh,
we have some cool gifts.
For the sustaining members, we have a DVD rosary, a DVD of Father Ricardo leading the rosary. Sacred images to aid you in your prayer. This is for all new sustaining members, as well as those sustaining members that increase their monthly gifts of $20 or more. And then we also have a beautiful statue. Bill, you want to tell us about the statue?
Yeah, the statue is a 7-inch statue, replica of the El Divino Niño statue that graces the piazza at Mother Angelica's Shrine of the Most Blessed Sacrament in Hanceville, Alabama. It's Jesus with a smile holding forth his heart, his burning love for us. And it's a beautiful remembrance of what the child Jesus must have gone through, that he, like us, had gone through those glorious years of play and activity. And in fact, Mother Angelica said that when she went to that site before they built the monastery, she saw the child Jesus dancing in the fields, just playing. And isn't that a reminder to all of us that it's important to play with each other, to break open the card games, and make sure that we celebrate life as well as deal with those crosses that each one of us has. But you can call now, 614-459-4820.
And speaking of Mother Angelica, I think we have inspiration, Lori, from Mother Angelica this morning.
Yes, I was just thinking, Bill, when you were talking, how spirit-filled our founder of EWTN, Mother Angelica, was. Just reading her book, I mean, she was a spunky, spirit-filled individual. So
much like you, huh? That's good.
There you go.
I would love that comparison. Okay, so her wisdom today for September 20th is, if you are going to be holy for God's sake, aim for the top. I wouldn't aim to get in the gate. Your faults and weaknesses and sins have nothing to do with achieving holiness. Many a great sinner became holy.
Wow. Just aim for the gate. How many of us are aiming for the gate?
Yeah. No kidding.
And settling.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mother Angelica is amazing. I think when I first heard Mother Angelica, I focused more on how she was saying things than the depth of what she said. But to have these many, many quotes from Mother Angelica, it's just a testament that she was not speaking human words, but that she was reflecting on the Word of God in Scripture, and then she was interiorizing that and then sharing that with those that she bumped into. But what a great grace it is to have such a humble foundress, a foundress that was always pointed in the direction of Jesus Christ and the Catholic faith.
One of our guests on Family Sanctuary goes back a couple years, a gentleman by the name of Paul Darrow. Just a beautiful testimony. He had been living a disordered lifestyle, very removed from grace. And he had returned from a night out on the town to his apartment, turns on cable just to kind of, you know, settle into the evening. And it's Mother Angelica.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was in the time after her first stroke where she has the eye patch and
looks like a pirate.
Well, that's what he said. He calls his roommate in. into the room, and he's like, check out this pirate nun.
Yeah.
And
he probably did that in jest. Yeah.
And he's like, what is this? I mean, you can find anything you want on cable. And, but he was intrigued, and the spirit worked through him to keep watching and keep watching. And he went back to confession then after decades being away from the church, and just slowly then got his life back in order. Fast forward then to the final days of Mother Angelica. He was able, he's doing speaking now nationally about same-sex attraction and the ability through grace to reorder a life. He was able to spend time with Mother Angelica in her cell in her final days, or final months anyway, and holding her hand and just being there with her. And she had, I don't even know if at that point if she really knew who he was.
Yeah.
But I have to think, though, that she did know.
Mm-hmm.
And they just spent that lovely time together. And what a blessing. And it started with just channel surfing.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Cable.
And we hear those stories on Catholic radio all the time, people driving around. Dave Hampton, one of our great supporters and volunteers, he was here yesterday. He was driving, very rarely listens to any talk radio. He prefers to listen to music. But he was channel surfing and comes across Father Larry Richards. And at the time, Dave was an evangelical Christian. he's like, who is this guy? And then at the end of the show, they say, this is Father Larry Richards. And he's like, Father Larry Richards? Yeah. I've been listening to Catholic radio.
He can't possibly be Catholic. But he knows too much about the Bible.
But exactly. And Dave's like, I can't turn this off.
Yeah.
So he started listening regularly and walked into St. John Newman. Tina Birch, who was the catechesis or the evangelization director at the time, gave him a catechism. And that led to Dave and his family coming into the church.
That's awesome, Dave. I had a similar story. Just, I know people have talked about the bumper sticker so many times. If we had a word cloud of the Spirit Drive, the bumper sticker would probably be the biggest. But same with me. I tuned in, and I think it was Father John Ricardo, who I hear every day on my way to work. And he's just radically changed my faith this year. You know, our condolences go out with him for his mother, who just passed away.
Amen.
The video of him giving her funeral mass, very reverent. It is a video, but extremely reverent. And there he is with his mother in front of him in a coffin. And he is just bold and powerful and proclaiming with so much beauty and grace the life of his mom, Thelma. So I would definitely encourage our listeners to go out and check out that video if you know, you're someone who tends to listen to Father John Ricardo like me.
You know, it all brings it home, doesn't it? When we face death and we face death of a loved one, anything that in particular that struck you and what he said or did as he was standing there next to his mother?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. One of the things that he said was that God is continually trying to bust into our lives through spouses, through family, through friends. He is just standing at the door knocking, waiting for the smallest sign of our attention to him, but continually trying to bust in and show us how much he just really, truly loves us, like you personally, Bill.
Yeah.
Loves you personally, loves me personally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is beautiful, and it always takes an act of will. So if you're driving to work today and you haven't, you know, made that commitment in your heart to allow Jesus or to God to allow him to be the center of your life, do so now and just repeat after me. Lord God, you're the creator of the universe. You created me for love, and you created me to be with you forever. I ask that you enter my heart and you enter my home. You enter my relationships. You enter my work. And you're with me today and always through the end of my life. Amen.
That's beautiful.
Amen.
Amen.
We have some work to do, though, today.
We're
looking for 100%. That's what came to me late last night, actually in the middle of the night. We're looking for every St. Gabriel Radio listener to call in. If you're not already a sustaining member, you get a free pass, of course. Or you called yesterday, you get a free pass. But if you haven't already called in, call in right now, 614-459-4820, and offer some financial support of St. Gabriel Radio. It's not the amount that you give, it's that you give. Participation is so important on this day, this Thursday of the Fall Spirit Drive here at St. Gabriel Radio. 614-459-4820. 614-459-4820.
And because of your generosity and support, your participation, you've enabled St. Gabriel Radio to make a bold move into Southern Ohio.
Yes.
With the purchase of a new radio station.
How about that?
How about that?
You know, it's interesting. It's great to announce that because there are so many steps that go into being able to say that St. Gabriel Radio has entered into a purchase agreement to buy a new radio station to extend our coverage for the southernmost part of the Diocese of Columbus. It's been a long time goal of Mark Hawk, our board president, to reach the entire diocese. And although we bleed into, with AM 820, some of Scioto County in Portsmouth, it's really erratic, and it's not something you can really trust. So we've always tried to add something in Portsmouth, Ohio. It's a community that has a great Catholic faith and a need for unity, much like Columbus with Catholic radio. It creates unity because many people from many parishes hear the same thing on a daily basis, almost always rooted in, of course, the readings for the day. But it creates that additional unity and the family strength in the Portsmouth area and knowing what Catholic radio can do. Mm-hmm. We are just so pleased to know that starting next year, we will have a new station, 88.3 in Scioto County.
FM.
Yeah, we're going to be on the FM dial. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. But just pray for us. Pray for our engineer, Greg Savaldi. He's done such a great job getting us to this point. Many of the things that he does are never seen. We are so appreciative for the work that he does. And we know what it looks like in other cities of Catholic radio that don't have a good, trustworthy, proactive engineer. He is the consummate proactive engineer in the country, and we're just so blessed to have him here.
And because, again, of because of your generosity and support, we have the technology here that will give us the ability to run Portsmouth, the Portsmouth 88.3 station, from our St. Gabriel studios in Upper Arlington. And then also, we've mentioned this during previous Spirit Drives, that we've assisted other stations around the country get started. We were able to help Cleveland, and then most recently Atlanta, through sharing business practices and programming input to help them get started. But Atlanta was having some problems yesterday morning with their transmission. So what we were able to do from our studio, because of Greg's engineering acumen and genius, we were able
Genius. I love that.
Yeah, it really is, because he walked me through it, boy, step by step. But we were able, actually, through St. Gabriel, able to feed Atlanta the EWTN signal.
Wow.
So through here yesterday, we were running the Spirit Drive live, but then we were also transmitting EWTN signal to Atlanta so that they could stay on the air through their technical difficulties.
That's teamwork. That's teamwork. Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
And just to be clear, we don't own or operate the Atlanta station, but we were helping them out in a moment of need. And of course, Greg has done a lot of work in helping them get set up. And praise God for his many hours, volunteer hours, to help them get moving in Atlanta, Georgia. They will be finalizing their purchase hopefully in the next 2 or 3 weeks. So continue to pray for the expanse of Catholic radio. But the importance of Catholic radio also is that you, our listeners, myself as a listener, that we hear the Word of God and then we use that in our life, and that will be a ripple effect of love for the entire world, and that we'll share the gospel message with people more confidently than we would otherwise.
Yeah, I just love what you were saying about just sharing your practices and your models with other stations. Just that Christian business practice of service is so beautiful, I think, in a secular world where our businesses tend to be so competitive with one another. I just thought that was really, really neat.
Yeah, it is great.
You guys do.
And of course, we need your support. If you can help us at this moment, it would give us a little added confidence. We're extending ourselves with some additional expenses in Portsmouth, Ohio, to expand Catholic radio here in Ohio. Your support will be an important part of our confidence as we go forward. It's not free to buy a station. We've been very conscientious in trying to save to be sure that this isn't going to be a hardship to us, but it does mean that our expenses will increase. So call us 614-459-4820. There's no time like the present.
And in your charity, pray for the folks in Scioto County today and the folks that will be reached by 88.3 FM, that they may experience the same fruits of the Spirit that you've experienced here in Columbus as a result of the programming on St. Gabriel Radio. Pray for them. We've seen so many, like I mentioned at the outset, so many stories, heard so many stories of lives being transformed. The same power of Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit is going to be coming into Scioto County like a tidal wave. Like a tidal wave. It's just going to flow over these communities. And we know what it can do to a community. All the positive changes in personal holiness, in family situations. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're asking you boldly and strongly this morning to become a part of the St. Gabriel Radio family by making a donation, 614-459-4820, or by going online to stgabrielradio.com.
You know, God heals, and sometimes we just need to hear that. The third mystery today, the luminous mystery, if you pray the rosaries, as I was praying that this morning, but the proclamation of the kingdom of God, the proclamation of the kingdom of God, he's asking us to proclaim. And that's the only part we have to worry about. Mm-hmm. He'll take care of the rest.
Absolutely.
A great psalm, Psalm 147. God heals the brokenhearted. That's you and I. He heals us because we are brokenhearted, and he binds up our wounds. He is a healer. He's a great healer, and he does that through the proclamation of his word. What a beautiful, beautiful thing for us to reflect on as we show our gratitude by giving us a call at 614-459-4820 and get behind this important effort. Again, it's not the amount, although we would love to have you consider a $20 a month or more gift as a sustaining member, but a gift in any amount is welcomed and encouraged.
But let us know when you call and speak to Terry on the phone or any of our phone volunteers, let us know how St. Gabriel has impacted your life, how it strengthened you in your journey with the Lord, or stories of your family members, your neighbors. But then also today, take time to proclaim the gospel to whoever you encounter. Make your prayer that you have the courage to be the face of Christ and that you recognize the face of Christ in others.
Yes, that holy boldness that
yes.
Father Nathan Cromley was talking about, and Pope Francis mentioned the term holy boldness, and my husband and I just kept reflecting on that last night, and I think, again, we're called to holy boldness in sharing the gospel with our family and friends, whether that be at work or just on the phone with a loved one. Definitely being bold in your contribution today. Anything helps. I know I'm personally a young adult, not too far out of school, but, you know, even if you can just call in with what you would have spent on Chipotle tonight for dinner. Great. You know, please do. Sustaining members are what
keeps... Or even better, so yeah. if you're going to Morton's tonight. So call in with that Morton's steakhouse size gift.
So. Yes, true. So. It might be a little better than Chipotle.
That's so funny. Yeah. I know we're going to listen to Sister Ann Shields in just a few moments about today's readings, but I also wanted to recognize a gift that we got after we were off the air yesterday. It comes from Kim in Westerville, and she's made her gift in memory of her son, Joey Casterdale. Joey had passed away just a few years ago, and a beloved student at the St. Paul School in Westerville, and she just wanted to be sure that she also recognized Lori Hamrick, one of our board members who she's close with, and Angel Fox, who was giving a testimony during that last hour yesterday. But thank you, Kim, for that, and God bless you for everything that you do for our Catholic community with your witness of truth, faith, and hope in God and his love.
And Joey's older brother, Tony, was a big part of the Raising Saints programs that we would do. So when Tony was a student at St. brain lapse at St. Charles. He would come in with other teenagers to talk about living out the faith, and it was always a great pleasure to have Tony in the studio. He's in at Notre Dame now, studying and pursuing his degree, and also very much pursuing the Lord. So we love the Casterdale family. Keep them in your prayers, and give us a call. Honor those in your family that you would like to either honor or memorialize with a gift this morning. 614-459-4820. And Lori, you and I have talked in the past about heroic minutes. And
yes.
that's really what we're asking you, our listeners, our friends, to do this morning, is to make this call your heroic minute today. 614-459-4820. Take just that one next step. Closer to the Lord, living out your baptismal mission of proclaiming the gospel.
And some good news. One of our longtime supporters, Molly from Gahanna, had offered up a special gift to allow us to accept your gift this morning, dollar for dollar, from this moment on until 9 a.m. So during Father Stosh Daly's hour, next hour with Kevin Lowry, one of our board members here, they'll be discussing scripture. They'll be talking about evangelization. But Molly, with her gift and a gift of another anonymous donor, will be able to match dollar for dollar any gift that you give up to $2,500. So it's not limitless, but let's try to stretch it as much as we can. 614-459-4820.
Go to sleep thinking of this number, don't you?
I do. You know, I have to tell you, this is such a shift for us. You know, day to day, our team is involved administratively in being sure that we operate the station and fulfill our mission of providing good Catholic teaching that leads to conversion, that builds up the local body of Christ, and we're centered on that. But for these 3 days, this is such a shift, and I know that it is for all of our team members.
Right.
So I do change my thinking, and when I go to bed and in my prayers, those prayers are more difficult to focus on because my mind is working on making sure that we're doing as good of a job as we can on the radio live for these 30 hours. It's kind of like a Jerry Lewis telethon, so it's a little intense, but we are so pleased to do it because we know that as we work together in this lay movement, and this lay movement has been so tremendous for our community, that every person, including you right now, can participate by telling somebody to listen to Catholic Radio, putting on a bumper magnet, or calling us with a gift at 614-459-4820.
As Bill mentioned, coming up at 8 a.m. in just a few minutes, we're going to have Kevin Lowry, author, speaker, and one of our St. Gabriel board members, in the studio for 2 hours with Father Stosh Daly. Then later in the morning, we're going to have Deacon Patrick Wilson, Father James Black, Deacon Carl Calcara from St. John Newman will be rounding out the morning. Then we're back at 3 o'clock this afternoon. We have Father Paul Noble, Father Bill Faustner, and Deacon Chris Rice. We have a full day planned for you. We love how we're able, even in the midst of this fundraising, to proclaim the gospel to you. And we do this through these audio clips, through our priest guests, and just through this discussion of how beautiful our faith is. So please, of course, call us, make your donation, but stay with us all day. I think you'll enjoy the programming. Let your friends know that this is just a great time to tune into AM 820.
So I think Brendan O'Rourke was here yesterday and had a dentist joke.
And yeah,
it sounded pretty awesome. So I have a second dentist joke, but
right,
his was so great that I think afterward one of you should share his, if you remember it.
I think we do.
You guys have gone through the ringer, you know?
So. Yeah. No, I absolutely do.
It
was that good.
It was so good. So, second dentist joke. Why did the iPad go to the dentist?
Why did the iPad go to the dentist? So an inanimate object is going to the dentist.
Yes.
Boy, you're really stretching us today.
I mean, maybe there's a teeth
You are
app.
Bold. So why did the iPad go to the dentist? I don't know.
He had a blue tooth.
Oh, yes. Boom.
That's a way to start a day.
Let our listeners decide, which is that's a good joke. I think that's up there. Brendan's joke yesterday, in case you missed it, was, what is a dentist's favorite hymn?
Crown him with many crowns.
There you go.
That's great.
Nice. Well, we're wrapping up this half hour. Thank you, Bill Messerly, Lori Lundy. I'm Dave Orsborne. Thanks for being with us for this half hour. Coming up in just a couple minutes, we have Kevin Lowry with Father Stosh Daly, the pastor of Holy Family Parish. And let's pray. Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Here's a clip from Bishop Frederick Campbell, a great friend of the station, a great shepherd of our diocese, speaking on the Eucharist.
If you read through the Gospels, you will discover, somewhat surprisingly, that our Lord gave very few direct commands. Before he ascended into heaven, he gave the command to the disciples to go and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But at the Last Supper, after he took the bread of the Passover and the cup of blessing, he pronounced, "This is my body, and this is my blood. Do this in memory of me." And following that direct command, the Church has been deeply committed to celebrating that Holy Eucharist, to acknowledging the presence of Jesus Christ, and to give thanks for him. There were also two promises that our Lord gave to us as he gave us those direct commands. The first was the promise of the gift of the Holy Spirit, who would remind us of all that our Lord taught us and would bring us to all truth. And the second promise, again, that he gave just before his ascension into heaven, that he would be with us until the end of all ages. And in those two promises, we find really the basis of our Eucharistic adoration and worship, our thanksgiving, and our wonderful sense of prayer and sense of presence. For our Lord is with us. We are all on a journey. We are on a pilgrimage of grace, rejoicing that our Lord is present to us as companion as well as Lord. And in the Eucharist, that presence is assured day by day, Sunday by Sunday. And that food that is given to us is a food for the journey. It is the bread of angels, it is heavenly manna, but it is also nourishment for body and soul. As we continue through this life within this world, realizing that our destiny stretches far beyond this world, stretching into eternity, but here and now, we are nourished by that Holy Eucharist, by that precious body and blood of Jesus Christ, that our spiritual health be assured, that our bodily existence be a support for our destiny, for the work that we are to do. For the Eucharist is the center of Catholic life. It is a profound act of thanksgiving for all the gifts that God has given us. It is a reminder of the supreme sacrifice that our Lord Jesus Christ made for us on Calvary, a sacrifice that bore such profound fruit in the resurrection. And in the Eucharist, we find the act of authentic worship offered to our Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ and in the Holy Spirit.
"60 Seconds with Mother Angelica."
God created each one of us, but he had in mind, regardless of how we look from childhood to old age, we change physically. But we don't change in his mind. See? Why? Because God has a specific degree of union with Him, holiness we call it, for every one of you. And it's all different. They were all different. And we are called to be different because it glorifies God. He just doesn't make robots. Now, why you say, well, why are some holier than others? Well, that's your fault. It's not His fault. If we accept the good, the bad, and indifferent of every day,